Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Good morning. On this Tuesday, I'm Jeff Dankert. We're hoping to learn more this morning about the shooting of a one-year-old boy on Chicago's North Side. Chicago police say they have a lot of questions about what happened. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya is on top of that for us this morning.
Chicago police say the shooting reportedly happened across the street from Weiss Memorial Hospital. That's where a man took the boy who had a gunshot wound to the head. Sergeant Rocco Aliotto says detectives are trying to corroborate the man's story, looking for witnesses and any video.
Preliminary reports are that this happened on the street on the 800 block of West Leland. The male was shot at by individuals and the child was struck.
Sergeant Aliotto says the one-year-old was listed in serious condition and was transferred to Lurie Children's Hospital. Police spokesman Anthony Guglielmi tweets that police have many questions about the timeline of events. In Uptown, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The famous bandit Willie Sutton is famously quoted as saying he robbed banks because that's where the money was. That may be the philosophy behind whoever's behind a recent wave of ATM thefts on the Near West Side. Just after 3 a.m., Chicago police say three men smashed their way into a business on Lake Street near Morgan. They tried to take the cash machine, but it was bolted down, so they failed. And then 15 minutes later, someone stole an ATM from a bar on Taylor east of Ashland. Police have made no arrests. The man who was seen in a widely circulated video being body slammed by a Chicago police officer last fall is back in jail.
Bernard Kirsch is accused of stealing a bottle of tequila and a bouquet of flowers from a jewel store at Wabash and Roosevelt. The 29-year-old was confronted by a security guard, and it's alleged he pushed her. Kirsch has been diagnosed with schizophrenia, according to his lawyer. He was in the national media spotlight for the incident last Thanksgiving when, according to police, he spit in an officer's mouth and eyes while being confronted about drinking vodka at a bus stop on the South Side. An officer slammed him to the pavement, his head hitting a curb. The use of force is still under investigation. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Former State Senator Martin Sandoval is expected in a federal courtroom for the first time today to face charges that he took bribes in exchange for his support of legislation permitting red light cameras in Illinois. He is expected to plead guilty. It's believed he's been cooperating with prosecutors in what appears to be a wide-ranging probe of corruption in Illinois government. The people of Puerto Rico are about to get some help from Chicago in an effort which has been trying to get off the ground for more than a year.
A Chicago ambulance and a Chicago fire engine, both used, are in Jacksonville, Florida, and will soon be shipped to Puerto Rico. 30th Ward Alderman Ariel Raboyris has been one of the leaders of the effort to get them to the island, a campaign that began when Puerto Rico needed help dealing with the aftermath of a hurricane.
Now, because of the earthquake, it's in really dire need.
Raboyris and others told WBBM a month and a half ago they didn't know how the fire engine and ambulance would get to Puerto Rico. An official at the Ocean Carrier Trailer Bridge heard our story, and in the next week or so, Trailer Bridge says it'll be shipping the vehicles to Puerto Rico for free. Raboyris says he's relieved.
I'm elated that we can close the chapter on this one.
Steve Miller, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Researchers at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine are now reportedly on the front lines of the fight to stop the spread of the deadly coronavirus that's sweeping across China. A woman in her 60s who has the Chicago area's only confirmed coronavirus case is still in isolation at last check at Amita St. Alexius in Hoffman Estates. People visiting the Adler Planetarium today will see an unusual sight, a crane Not the bird, an actual piece of construction equipment. The treasure on Chicago's museum campus is getting its new telescope today. It's its first new telescope in 30 years.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.